your wife? This is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo.
I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night and leaving me messages either. Sick of it. You need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind, couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns, shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong, smoke bombs, and I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town, so ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Jump up the streets.
Hey, there we are. I believe this is the beginning of the show, isn't it, everybody?
Yo.
Hey, okay, what's up, buddy? Live. We are live down in South Ski Town.
Ooh,
Stereo. I can't hear myself in the headphones either. But I do know that we're live because we're on live Facebook. There we go. I got my headphones. Hey, yeah, we're live right now on Facebook. What is that? The Ski Town Stereo one there?
Ski Town Stereo. Facebook page is where we're at. So.
Wunderbar. That's where we are right now.
You can wave hi right there. There's the camera.
We're live in Muskegon. We are live on 99.5 FM in the downtown Muskegon area. Myself, Sideshow Nate, and my co-host over here, Damn Straight.
And we
got the guy in charge of everything over here who's Stormy.
I'm all assed up here because I can't say ass.
No, it wasn't. That's not Stormy. That wasn't Stormy.
Well, dang, that's loud soundboard.
That is a little bit. Yeah, I got that all beefed up over there. Maybe I'll try to turn down my soundboard as the show goes on. We're trying to test everything because my computer was just it took a crap right as we were getting everything all loaded up. So we came in right under the wire, a couple minutes late, but the show must go on. Damn Straight, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. How are
Excellent.
You doing?
Well, hey, you know, it's a
it was a ride down here.
Good ride down here. It was fun. It wasn't that bad. The temperatures of Michigan are just insane right now. It was 70 degrees just the other day, and then it dropped down to like 20 degrees overnight. We got
it
blanketed
snowed like crazy.
Yeah,
right?
6 inches of snow up north there, and
but, the whole drive down there was it wasn't really icy.
Nothing. Yeah, it was nice down here.
Dry roads.
We are cool. As I said, in the Ski Town Stereo Studios tonight. Tonight we are hanging out with our in studio guest, who Stormy's been. He's been pulling me for like the past month or so, saying you got to get down here and check this lady out. And I watched some of your videos too. This is our guest, a graphologist Gene Drew, right here in the studio. Hey. Let's give us a clap.
Hello.
How are you doing, Gene? Right up on that mic.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, how are you doing, Gene? Tell me what graphology is.
Graphology is the science of analyzing movement, form, and color in terms of writing and on paper.
Really? Okay. Now you've learned how to study handwriting over your life.
Oh yes, I've spent years and years studying with very, very prominent.
This is going to be
European
fun.
European graphologist.
This is going to be fun. I'm very excited about this tonight because I've got a weird mind. So what I did tonight, I went out and I decided to get just random people's handwriting.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to find out if you can tell me and what you're able to do with these people's handwriting is you're able to actually like read the people through their own handwriting.
Right. It's so nice if they write on a larger piece of paper, but I can do that too.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You really have to look at it.
You didn't know.
I didn't. Right. I don't know anything. We just found out too that Gene is part of an underground fighting ring in Muskegon too. It's incredible down here. These people in Muskegon, they do the wildest stuff. But I'm so glad to be down here. Thank you for inviting us down here.
Out there throwing punches.
Our musical guest we're going to be speaking to here in a little bit is Jim Steele.
Right,
Jim Steele from the band of Liquorbox up in Traverse City. What do we got over there?
This guy is phenomenal on the guitar.
Off there.
Go to Liquorbox Facebook. Check those guys out and look at some of their videos.
Hey, now we're on air. See, I'm not in my own regular regime. I'm not in my own regular place, so I wasn't ready for that.
Well,
but
we
now
we
are
on
air.
We were on air. It was just we weren't on that air.
We weren't on that air, but now we're on air. Okay, welcome in, everybody. Anyway, so what were we talking about? Liquor Box. We're going to be speaking with Jim Steele, the guitarist and singer of the band Liquor Box. I had some music that was all loaded up, and now that's disappeared too. So we'll figure that out as we go on tonight. It's one of those nights, man. What can you do?
One of these nights.
Yeah. And by the way, this show is brought to you by Refurbish, the band down here in Muskegon, who is rocking every bar and on every corner out there.
Trying to.
Yeah, you just had a big show the other night, didn't you?
We got done playing down in Grand Rapids, and then we also had a show down at the Gun Lake Casino. And
wow.
So we play around.
Come check them out.
We were just south of you guys up in Manistee for a thing called the Fling for... We help raise money for funds and things like that for the school and things. Cause it's a
very
Manistee
cool.
Catholic
Central. Oh, that's
thing.
Awesome. Drop nice. A nickel, tap your feet.
Yeah, there you go.
3 years running. 3 years
so,
running.
Yeah, the show is brought to you by Refurbish tonight. Also, some of the other things we're going to talk about. You know, it is Thanksgiving. It's that Thanksgiving week.
Right.
So we'll be talking about some of the Thanksgiving charity events that are going to be going on around Northern Michigan that are offering up the free meals and whatnot. You know, I mean, you get a lot of people out there that are like, what do? I got no family. I got no friends. I got nobody out there. Where can I go? Well, exactly. I found a couple places that you can go to in the Northern Michigan area, and we'll let you know. We'll talk about that. Now, the one song that I wanted to talk about is this. Yeah, I'm a great guy, aren't I?
Yeah, no, yeah, I know what song you want to talk about.
You know what I'm talking about.
We talked about it a couple shows back, actually, and I really wanted to get back to that because I was listening back and I was like, wait, hold on, reverse this thing. How did you come into contact with this song, with the CD? You're hanging out at your house. All of a sudden, you know, just knock on the door.
Yeah, I got a message. I got a package.
Open the door and no one's there. Oh, okay, a package, you know.
Mm-hmm. UPS man or something.
That's what you're thinking, right?
Well, there's no return address. There's no return address on the package, but it said South of the Straits Podcast on it. Right, had my address. Right. Had, well, you know, cool, everything looked very professional and whatnot.
And then you open it up and immediately... you gaze your eyes upon, what was it?
A turkey leg and a CD.
Underneath the turkey leg was wrapped in plastic or something. Was a CD.
Yeah.
And there's a song that was attached to the CD. Wait till you hear it. Turkey leg. It was cooked, though.
It was a turkey leg, yeah, yeah.
Like they went to
it was cooked, yeah. Okay, they didn't send me like a raw turkey leg.
They went down to the carnival to one of those food trucks and got a turkey on a stick leg and slapped it in a box and said, dude, that means that somebody came there and knocked on your door.
Yeah.
They know where you live.
They know, I've made myself very easy to find, you know. Right, I mean, anybody can find me on the internet.
Okay, you may have someone like... stalking.
I could, but they send me a song. This is the part that was kind of odd that I thought, oh, you know what? I forgot about this too. We got to congratulate somebody. Who has won the CD. Where's that CD at?
Oh, it's right here.
I got the CD right there. Here, let me hold on to the CD. Our buddy David the Fluffer, okay? David the Fluffer.
David
he's
the
a guy
fluffer.
From he used
That's
to be
not,
uh
what the fluffer?
What the fluff?
That,
yeah,
what
he's
the
uh
crap.
He's he was an intern at my old radio job.
Okay.
Well, I had put something out there that said come up with a listener catchphrase for tonight.
Oh. Yeah, so that's our winner.
Yes, fluffer. he was the only one that participated. We've got David the Fluffer. He has won himself a copy of Liquor Box, the Liquor Box CD. Whiskey Driven and Hellbound. What's so funny about that?
I mean, no. The name, I mean, he must be a pretty tough dude to be able to just rock a name like the Fluffer. No problem. Like, he's like...
David the Fluff.
I'm the Fluffer.
You know, he used to fluff bread. It used to be his job title was the Fluffer.
I got respect for him. I mean, it takes some... He's the man.
He didn't get
anyway, he won a CD. What was it all about? Liquor Box, right?
Okay, the CD, yes. Liquor Box. He won the Liquor Box CD, Whiskey Driven and Hellbound. We're going to be listening to some of that music tonight. Congratulations, David the Fluffer. The catchphrase of the night is, I pity the fool.
He keeps saying fluffer and he fluffed bread, and the only thing I was wondering is he didn't happen to get a yeast infection.
Ooh, I don't know. I never got that deep into the fluff's life. You know, I really
no?
didn't. No. He had a kidney stone.
Oh.
He had a kidney stone that he passed. And he was carrying the thing around for like a week or something, showing it to everybody. It was a little bit different.
I don't know, but I like the catchphrase. I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
And I remember I watched like a movie with Mr. T in it, and there was some, he said something, they edited it, and he was like, listen here, mother punk. Hey, mother punk, you listen to me, like, you know, and his mouth is like, it's not what he said, you know.
So anyways, the turkey issue. Let's get back to the turkey issue. Congratulations, David the Fluff. We've got the turkey stalker, man.
I'm going to
play a song because, you know, the guy put a lot of effort into the song,
hats off.
And it's great. Yeah, he used my name in it. He called my family out, brother.
Have you heard of the... Hold on. Have you heard of the Michigan Dog Man? The Dog Man song? Have you heard the song?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Oh, you haven't? No. Sorry.
Who hasn't heard the song? I mean, it came out...
Pity the Fool.
Steve Cook put the song out originally, I think, in like 1985, 86.
Yeah,
he's had a couple of different renditions of the song. He's had a newer one that came out in 2011 with a CD, DVD documentary that was attached to it, which was pretty cool. A bunch of different versions of the song. It was all out there. Mm-hmm. And it's got a really, you know... unique sound. The song is just, you know, that's the song when you hear it. Well, this Turkey Man song is a parody of that song. So
right.
It sounds like the song. You think you're going to hear the Dog Man song, but it's a play off the Dog Man, and it's about a turkey man.
Right.
It's hilarious.
All right, so, here we go. You want to hear this? This is a little bit odd, but yes. This is from my stalker, my new stalker, who I love. I mean, thank you so much for stalking me. I think it's a great
thing.
Turkey
Man, I think.
All right, just make sure we got the volume, though.
Yes, the volume is perfect.
Don't want to kill
here we go. Here's the turkey man from my store. Oh, there's the volume.
So the sheriff and I went down there to take a look at it. Looked like he just tried to back in around the door. I saw a bird print by the window there. It was obviously some kind of turkey.
A cool November night in northern Michigan is where the horror began. At a family dinner table in Traverse City, where the turkey was served with yams. 11 little kids from a house nearby saw an animal they thought was a chicken. In a playful mood, they chased it around till it ran and hid in the kitchen. A boy named Sideshow grabbed him a fork and slowly opened the cupboard. Then the thing let out an unearthly gobble, and Sideshow peed on his brother. None of the kids ever said very much about whatever happened then. They just packed up their belongings and moved away and never had Thanksgiving again. In 2013, a man with a grill found peck marks on his restaurant door. The sheriff said they were made by a turkey. It had to stood 3'4".
Be advised, be advised. We got some kind of vegetable turkey eating people out here.
And somewhere in the Northwoods darkness, a turkey looks for the living. And the best advice you may ever get is have a roast for Thanksgiving.
There you go. There's the turkey man.
Yeah,
there's
good.
The turkey man
that's
from.
That's good.
Was that pretty good,
yeah,
there, Gene,
that
or
good.
What?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I have to agree.
I just see his. As he's walking by.
It's a little different, huh?
My favorite part, attention, there's a turkey eating people out here. Like, what is it? It's
my favorite
people?
Is that he must have stood 3'4". It's
yeah,
like,
that's
good. That's brilliant. That is just brilliant. Since whoever my stalker is, you know.
Eating people. He is the turkey man.
Yeah, hopefully he'll come forward someday. I'd like to meet my stalker and find out what that's all about.
Gosh.
You know, I mean, what?
Dude, this guy is brilliant. Why hide?
Why hide out there? You know, I mean, bring yourself forward. That is brilliant stuff.
The fact that
dude.
He put you in there with the turkey man, I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, well, the way that he got it in there, I mean, it was a little bit different. But Gene even said, yes, our in-studio guest tonight, Gene Drew, graphologist Gene Drew from Muskegon here. We're going to talk to her right now a little bit more about the graphology. I want to understand this now. I watched a couple of your videos. You had some videos that are on YouTube. You were discussing graphology, and I was like... genealogy ties in with this. This is a something that like is an ancient history type
very
of a
ancient,
thing.
It's very, very, very
okay.
Old, yes.
Tell me about this.
What do you want
to
know?
I want to know why do people do it? Well, like why did you know what brought you to it?
It is. I wrote backwards as a child,
really?
And upside down, and my mother brought a book home from the library on graphology,
okay.
actually, and was wow. trying to figure out why this left-handed kid of hers couldn't write forward.
wow,
anyway,
yeah.
And so she started actually kind of reading up on it, and I got very interested, and I thought it was... maybe not. Anyway, I would hide in the library and I would take out books and kind of look at it and read it. But it's I've been fascinated with it since I'm 7 years old. Let's say
wow.
that's
well, wow. you know, I think what's really cool about it is that. So what you're saying is that you can look at somebody's handwriting and then you could take from that all kinds of different things from
yes.
about this person.
Yes.
So give me a quick rundown on maybe some of the things that you would pick up on, you know, by reading someone's handwriting. What kind of things would you pick up on?
Well, there's...
Like health, what kind of...
You can pick up on health, but I'm not allowed to say anything, okay. although I did find some cancer in my mother's handwriting, and it was the smallest
really?
Tumor
wow.
that the doctors had ever seen. But I'm not allowed to say anything.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
I'm afraid,
right, right.
Read, I'm afraid no, for you to read
you
my
can,
handwriting.
It's objective feedback. It talks about who you really are on an
sure.
inner level and an outer level. So you got the
wow.
self, which is very quiet, very silent.
Sure.
And then you have your personality. So mm-hmm. you've got a piece of paper, which represents the environment. And I look at form, movement, and color. If I can feel it on the back, then I know how intense of an impression you want to make because it's
wow.
a piece of paper and you're making an impression, right?
Yeah, so interesting.
Yes, and there are three different areas in the writing that we look at. We look at the center area, which includes the O and the A and the M and the N and
right.
those
right.
simple letters. And then we
wow.
look at the anything that goes above that. Which has to do with your conscious intelligence,
yeah.
Verbal,
wow.
so forth.
Really?
Thinking.
You can
and
find all this from handwriting?
Yes, yes.
She has a piece of paper in her hand right now
yes.
that I've written on, and I'm, I think I'm
and
scared.
He's brave.
I'm scared.
He's very brave.
I'm like, really, no way.
Why
minute.
Did
now,
you make me brave?
We got to do that. Okay.
Very,
we,
very brave. Go anyway, go look below the O and the A.
Hey, Dan, put the mic towards her for a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot clearer.
Okay. I keep thinking I'm going to chew it. Anyway.
No, you're good to go.
As long as you don't headbang, you're fine.
No. Yeah, right. Okay.
Clip
hey,
that.
I already,
clip that.
I already
remember
did that,
man.
That on the cement. Anyway.
Fight
below
club. Never
that
mind.
O and A, let's say, there is movement that goes down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with your subconscious, your unconscious, your motivation, and, feelings, instincts. It's really remarkable.
Wow.
The baseline, the line you would write on if you were writing on lined paper, it just has to do with the common ground that we all walk on. We walk on common ground. And so to the degree that you stick with a baseline, even if you're not writing on lined paper, which you didn't,
mm-hmm.
right. Then we want to know, does this gentleman like to walk on common ground? And we say no. No.
So are you actually doing your analysis of his
yes,
okay.
I am.
So
oh
this
God.
This okay. is this is Dan Straight's analysis
right.
of
right.
his handwriting. So.
Now wait, can we get I want to know what he wrote.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to say, do you necessarily have to read what somebody wrote or you know or
no.
can you just
I mean,
wow. Yeah,
do you want
cool.
me to?
I don't care. I mean, it's just basic information about myself.
I usually don't read it, as
so,
a matter of fact.
Oh,
so
really?
That's that I don't need to
okay,
read
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. Do the analysis and then, yeah.
Do it
we'll,
the way you
yeah,
do.
I want to
okay.
hear
so what
this.
I'm, what I first see very strongly is that you want to walk your own path. You want to do on
definitely.
A daily basis whatever it is and whenever it is that you want to do it. You don't like to have to adhere. Now, close to noon, it's very interesting. Close to noon, you're much more willing, and don't ask me how I know that, you're much more willing to walk the same path as someone else. Maybe it's just because you're hungry. I don't know. Anyway.
Give me some food.
You have Boy, I mean, this is not an easy one. You're visual, and you're visually curious, and you're very attuned to detail, the fine detail, and you're critical of those details, okay? You are looking. You keep looking for someone that you can look up to. It's always on your mind. You love to start new things. That's very, you know, important to you to begin new things. And you didn't enjoy yourself so much as a child, but you've more enjoyed yourself as an adult, okay? A lot of curiosity, and you just barely avoid confusion. You're just, you know, like you come close to it, but you avoid it.
Yes.
And sometimes you are very skeptical and you stand back and you go, what the hell? No, yeah. I don't believe that.
Oh my gosh.
And then other times you move forward. You have
and
an
you,
excellent...
and you, but just to clarify, you just met her tonight.
This is the first time that we've ever met.
Yeah, and I've never seen this before.
By the way, she's nailing everything.
Is she really?
On. Definitely.
Yeah, and you love her.
Wow. You made her jump out of her seat.
Okay. Anyway.
Filter on that soundboard.
Stubborn.
Yeah, you can get pretty stubborn.
That's happened.
And
you don't say.
You are happy to be alone many times, and then you like to be around people. So it changes, and you're not a predictable person. And you say here that you have a wife and children, and so they have to adjust to that, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Did you tell her that you have a wife and children?
He said he was so blessed to have such a wonderful wife and children in my life. So
shut up. Today's, just by the way.
Hey, grab that tissue over there, would you?
Today's my 12th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that is. I saw that on Facebook. Well, congratulations.
Jean was about to tell you that.
She knew that already.
No, he wrote that. Were you ever involved in sports? Because you have the ability, and you do like, I mean, sports and music and creative writing. If you would take the time, you could definitely do creative writing.
Yeah, I was in hip-hop music, writing hip-hop for years.
Okay.
Look at this. This is wild.
Very analytical, but that critical part of you comes in analysis and visually. Okay?
Definitely.
So how's that for that beginning? That was just the beginning.
Yes. We will continue on my analysis in a little bit.
Yeah.
But wow, I really think just as a borderline, I think you really nailed me down. I think you really did it. That's amazing to me.
Okay, so I'm going to show you one more thing, and I'm hoping it will become clear just through words, that on this margin, on the left side of the paper is where we're coming from, and on the right side of the page is where we're walking toward. So you're not interested in going back. The margin gets bigger and bigger on the left side of the page. But it also gets very big and much bigger on the right side. Yeah. And so, again, you don't kind of want to know exactly what tomorrow is going to bring.
That's true.
I'd love to live by the moment.
Yeah. And you want to know something else? I never prep for the podcast or when I'm on the air. I never prep. I never write anything down.
No, he doesn't. He's absolutely honest on that.
I'm freestyle this the whole way. So
did I tell you, Sideshow, or did I tell you?
That's pretty wild, man.
Oh,
that is pretty wild, man. Gene Drew, that's incredible.
Oh,
we're going to do some more. We're going to do some more of some other letters. I've got my letter written.
We're going to do some off-air stuff.
As well as some people that I really hope are going to be tuning in. We have some folks that have some random people that I decided to choose. And I'm going to give it to Gene, and you'll be able to determine.
Do you want me to do one now?
In a moment. We have another guest. We do a lot of stuff in like just an hour.
Yeah, right.
See, this is the thing that she's learning about me is this guy's completely insane. This guy just goes.
We'll probably be able to squeeze it all in time. We got Stormy
here.
We'll get everything. Stormy can make it happen
as
long as we really need it.
But I do want to talk to our guest on the phone here. We have our guest Jim Steele. Jim Steele from the band Liquor Box in the Interlochen area. I do believe is where they're based out of. We're going to give him a call right now. Are you getting levels over on your side from my phone there, Stormy?
Is it ringing yet?
We're broadcasting live out of Ski Town Stereo tonight. First time ever, actually. First time ever. Let's see.
I got a phone.
It should be ringing.
Oh, I can hear it.
It's ringing. We just need more levels, I think.
Yeah, nope, it's in that.
A little bit higher.
It's all the way to 10.
Max it out.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jim?
It is.
Jim Steele, yes. How you doing, man? Sideshow yes. Nate and Damn Straight from the South of the Straits podcast, buddy. Howdy, what's going buddy. On?
Oh, not much. I was tuning in a little bit here earlier.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. You can't turn it up any louder there, Stormy? Oh,
I
dear
got it
me.
At 10.
Maybe the volume on the phone is down, buddy.
Well, anyways, no, the no, volume
we
is
can,
all cranked
up,
man.
We can hear
but
you.
But yeah,
so
I can definitely hear you a little bit there, Jim. Now, Jim, I got to tell you something that I'm betting that you did not know. I've known you for a long time.
Oh, really?
I have known you for a lot longer than you realize. In fact, my first tattoo ever was given to me by the guy whose tongue was on one of your first CDs.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, boy, that would have been back a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about like probably, 1998.
Yeah, that
yes.
was on the Steel Thorn album.
That's right. Yep, Steel Thorn. Yes, and Jim, not only that, you actually inspired me to get into local music and whatnot. When I was an 18-year-old kid, I'm not kidding you. This is dead serious. I didn't talk to you about this all the way down here, Dan.
Hold on, kind of off subject, still on subject. Uh-huh. Who was it that gave you your first tattoo?
That was Tim.
You know what? Tim gave me my first tattoo, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
Back in like 96, 97. Anyway, back
but anyways, yes, Jim, yes, you were the one that inspired me to get into the local music scene. So
you're
yes,
the man,
that,
dude.
Yeah, you're incredible.
Look what you've created.
So Liquorbox, this is a band that you guys have you've been around for I don't know, probably about 5 or 6 years now. I've heard of you guys.
Yeah, the concept was between the name and writing the songs, the plan was to be a party rock band, you know, and have the lyrics drive that force, and
yeah.
It's worked well, and we've had a lot of fun with it. In fact, I'm hoping here right after New Year's to have our next album completed.
Oh, nice, nice! And the this album right here, where did you get that recorded? Because that it's incredible, man. You did you do that yourself? I'm assuming that you did.
Yeah, I did the production, the post production, nice. All the mixing and mastering, and all the engineering myself in my home studio.
Nice. Yeah, you can always tell when a guy, puts together a CD, that is his CD because it sounds perfect. It sounds absolutely great there,
Jim.
I got
to tell you, I went to your Facebook page. I went to the Facebook page, Liquorbox, and I was just kind of looking at some of you guys' videos. And that video that you did for the Frozen Cherry Fest or whatever thing that you were doing, guitar solo, killed it, bro. Killed it.
That was a lot of fun, and I just did it on a whim. It was a Hot Licks guitar competition. I took fourth place, and, you know, I didn't start playing guitar until about the time, you know, I looked at doing this album. I had wrote a good part of these songs on acoustic, and every time somebody would listen to one of them, they're always like, well, you need to do something with some of this. And so I got with Pete, the old bass player from The Conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, you know what? Yeah, let's. What do you think? He came over to the studio, listened to like 5 or 6 tracks, and I said, let's put a band together. We'll go back out and put out a new album and make some noise. So that's what we're doing. Yeah.
And now you guys have been. I've seen you guys are jamming all the time out at the Laughing Horse Saloon quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be back out to the Laughing Horse with special guest Crony, and you can check them out at Reverb Nation. And you can check us out at liquorbox.com and on Facebook at Liquorbox Band. And you can also find us on Reverb Nation also. Our music is available through iTunes and CD Baby. And what we're doing is it's a Thanksgiving Eve bash with Crony out at the Laughing Horse on Wednesday. And then they'll hit the stage at about 9 o'clock.
Very cool. Larry and the band over there, Crony. Larry, I used to. He was from Smit. He used to be the guitar player from Smit back in the day.
Oh man, that was a jamming band.
Larry's on the skins now.
Yeah, and he's a multi-talented guy, man. I tell you what, that Larry, he's something else. He drives the crotch rockets all the time like crazy. I've never seen a man his size drive crotch rockets like that.
he's doing the wheelies and stuff.
It's been a few years, but we've been out riding before.
Dang.
We used to have a good time tearing it up. they're doing really well, and they just finished up their demo coming out of the studio, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, like you said, they just finished up the demo. I know I've been talking to Larry a little bit behind the scenes and stuff. It's been like a big anticipation to get this CD of theirs out, but. Hopefully we'll talk to them in the future here. I want to focus all the attention on Liquorbox, though, man. I'll tell you what, these Liquorbox guys, they got their stuff together. As you said, the Laughing Horse Saloon, you've got that show that's coming up. What about some other, the other venues around the area there? Is it just, are you generally sticking around the Pinky area right now, generally?
Well, right now we're basically trying to focus on getting the new album.
Okay.
The new album's be called Made in the USA. So we just got back from doing a show at the Overtime Grill and Tap Room down just outside of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, and then now we're doing the show Wednesday, the 23rd, and then we will be returning to the Laughing Horse on the 26th. And then we're going to concentrate on getting the album completed. And right now I haven't set any dates for next year, but we'll be looking at getting a CD release show, and I'm sure doing some more shows with Crony.
Cool. And now I would say, just to let the other people know out there, I mean, you guys are you're a party band, as you said. You guys are for hire. If people are looking for like a band or something you want to have show up to your party, these are the guys, right?
You know, and that's just it. I mean, that's the premise for us. We're a good time rock and roll, classic rock, some new rock, but, we can mix it up. We can play shows, one of our bigger shows is we opened for Sebastian Bach down at Streeters.
Really?
And that was
an
all-original show for us. We did one cover song, but we can go and play shows like at the Laughing Horse and bars and clubs and mix it up.
Right.
We've done multiple benefits around the area to help out a local fireman. We did the Crushes Cancer benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So we adapt really well in just about any environment.
Yeah, you're seasoned vets. I mean, you guys were. I know that you guys you played out the Betsy River Canoes and Campgrounds. I think you played a couple shows out there during their music festivals out there, didn't you?
We did. Yeah, we were actually the 1 year we were main support for Joe Kane.
That's right. Yes, for Joe Kane. Yep, you were opening up for him. And yeah, this is cool, Jim. I mean, it's cool that I'm able to talk to you. Like I said, I wanted to be able to let you know that you were the one that inspired me to get to this point, really.
Yeah, no, that's great. I get that from time to time, and it's amazing to me throughout my travels, some of the people I run into, and they'll tell me about shows we did or they were in a different band. I've met drummers that tried out for some projects I've done throughout the years, and he was like, I don't know if you remember me or not, I didn't make the cut. And it was kind of funny because we're sitting at a bar talking, and now he's, together, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to remember going, well... Okay, and then I piece it all together. But I mean, I really do run into a lot of people from all walks of life from doing this for so long, and it's been great.
That's one of the great things about the music industry is the people that you meet, man. I mean, it's besides just melting faces out there, it's the connections that you get with folks that you otherwise never would have.
Totally.
No, it's great, and I mean, the benefit stuff too is nice to do things. For our community.
Definitely. All right. Well, you know what, Jim? I don't want to take up too much of your time tonight, but I do want to play a couple of your songs, if you don't mind. One of the ones that I really liked, track number 4 off of your CD there, Whiskey Driven and Hellbound, Hop in the Car and Drive, man. This is a good one. This has got the radio sound to it, I would have to say.
Yeah, no, it does. And a lot of people will tell me the same thing. They dig it for that. For that factor.
Now, what is the lyrical message through this song? Tell me about this.
Well, the hop in the car, it's for many reasons. Sometimes we all just need to hop in the car and get away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, at the beginning, the premise was, if you don't like it, hop in the car, take a ride.
There you go. So, okay.
It's cool.
That was basically the whole song. How it all fell apart.
All right, blow some steam off type of a thing.
Exactly.
All right, well, we're going to play that right now. And then I think I'm going to play the title track off of the CD, Whiskey Driven and Hellbound, as we close out the show. So I want to make sure that you're tuning in there too, eh?
Yeah, all right, sounds good. That was writing that song. I was the bass player. He's a Jack Daniels kind of man, and he had an empty bottle sitting in the bar, and I'm looking at it, and it was just kind of it just popped in my head, and I'm thinking, you know, we're whiskey driven for sure, and we got Pete Henry on bass, and he's got the pedal to the metal.
Nice. Nice, man. Well, that's great, Jim. Well, hopefully I'm going to be able to get over to the Laughing Horse there later this week. Opening up with Crony there. That's going to be a great show, man. And, Jim, you take care. I will see you between now and then. I'll tell you that.
All right. Very good. Thanks, you guys.
All right, bud. Peace out.
All right. Cool.
Later. Right, rock on.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoke cigarettes.
There you go. Here's a hop in the car and drive right here by Liquor Box on SkiTownStereo.com, south of the Straits.com, 99.5 FM in the downtown Muskegon area. Coming back with Gene Drew in a sec.
I feel some things now have changed. Why you gotta leave me this way? Yeah. We've been to hell and back, and you ain't gonna change. You ain't gonna change.
go. Nice. Right there. Liquor Box on the South of the Straits podcast. SkiTownStereo.com. 99.5 FM right down here in Muskegon. We're live right now in Muskegon.
Bam.
We are in Muskegon. Sideshow Nate, damn straight. Hanging out with Stormy Weathers, the man behind the speakers, I guess.
What?
Yeah, the man behind the speakers. You know, like when you're driving in your car and you're listening to Ski Town Stereo, the man behind the speakers, that's the guy, that's Stormy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, we're Facebook Live.
And we're on Ski Facebook Town Live, Ski Town Stereo.
He likes French fried taters.
He don't like the French fried taters, don't
I want to kill my mother. He like a biggin. A biggin.
I wish I had that clip all loaded up right now because I'd play that.
We are hanging out tonight with our in-studio guest, Gene Drew, graphologist Gene Drew down here in the Muskegon area. Gene is incredible and just almost borderline scary.
Honestly, it's true. It's like, couldn't believe it.
Possibly the scariest old lady I've ever met in my life.
Well,
wow. You had to add that extra adjective there, didn't you?
Yes, life.
We need to get a talking expert in here and tell you a little bit about
yourself.
Here
we go. Gene Drew, she is a graphologist. Now, Gene, I wanted to also ask you, you have your own business down here, don't you?
I have my business and everywhere. I mean,
I'm not just here.
I've traveled all. Actually, I've even been hired overseas to do some jobs.
Oh my gosh! You're reading different languages and stuff. You can. Do you read different languages?
Yeah, the only one I haven't had any luck with whatsoever is Chinese.
I don't know if I'm going to ask you this, but have you helped out with any like law enforcement?
Oh yes,
at all?
Yes, definitely.
Wow, that's interesting.
No kidding. Yes,
done a lot really of cool. court things. Don't necessarily like it because before you can testify, you have to sit outside. You can't listen to anything else that's going on until they want you on the stage.
They want you completely non-biased.
Little boring.
Now, when we were before we just gotten done listening to Liquor Box, the band out of the Traverse City area. Excellent band. You got to check them out online and Reverb Nation. I believe you'd said is where they're at. Bandcamp and all that stuff, man. Just look for Liquor Box. Liquor like the stuff you drink. Liquor and then Box BOXX. There you go. I figured it all out.
Before we had been
listening to that excellent music. Do I gotta kiss ass to everything? Really? I mean, come on. Before we were listening to that, we had Dan. Dan had written down a few sentences, and Gene, you were able to read Dan pretty much to a T.
You read me good.
Yeah, thank you.
And now you have your mine. Yes. I have also written a sentence. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to say that whether you liked it or not, your father had more influence on you than your mother. And you have your mind is a constant. I said you may not know it's true.
Go on. I'll let it
your
I'll
mind
it
is very, very active. You take pride the ability to think. You set goals very high, and you also set them practical and that things that you want to bring down to earth, bring it into reality, not just for your experience. You also love words and don't like to do things in a very predictable manner.
No, definitely not.
But you really, really listen to your internal self more than you are concerned about what other people think.
Yes, I'm full of myself.
Absolutely.
That is so,
very, very full of myself.
Yeah. You start with your own ideas. You do not start with anybody else's ideas.
Jeez, this lady's
very
creepy.
Original.
This lady's creepy. Go on. This is so scary but amazing.
So you and
it's like
you,
I'm talking to a female David Blaine, like she's reading my mind or something.
Well, magician here.
Oh gosh.
And I'm glad that from time to time you actually listen to what other people are saying.
Did you read that off
from
of there?
From time to time.
From time to time. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so
she read all of this.
You are idealistic, though. And a lot of people probably don't know that about you. Mm-hmm. That you're idealistic.
That's very true.
Wow, yeah.
We're makers.
I didn't know.
Okay,
Wow, this is such interesting stuff. Like, this is crazy. I am flabbergasted.
I am amazed. Gene Drew, graphologist Gene Drew. She can tell you more about you than you expected. You don't even know this stuff. I didn't even know. You know what? I started thinking about it after you said about the father connection. Yeah, in a sense, I do. You know, I mean, I always looked up to my dad when I was a little kid.
This is true science.
I said you didn't have to like the fact that he influenced you more than your mother. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
You didn't have to like that.
It's amazing.
But you probably don't.
It's amazing.
This is a real science. This is
yes, it is a science.
That this isn't just some mumbo jumbo.
Wow. Right.
You know, it's not like I'm a psychic or anything like that. This is an actual science.
Yeah, you wrote on the back of the Supreme Court decisions concerning it's not an intrusion on privacy. I worked for multiple companies and helped them hire. And, you know, like you have visual, auditory, and kinesthetic people. And a lot of relationships, both in corporations and in one's personal life, have a lot to do with communication, and they don't understand the other person's style. So it's very, very objective and very helpful.
Okay, now what was my sentence, by the way?
Your sentence was, I am absolutely not the cow god?
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you. That was my sentence.
I had to set the record straight.
I want to make sure that everybody.
Come on,
I want to get out of the. Okay, now I got another one for you. We're going to do like these as fast as possible. I love these.
Male or female? That's all I want to know.
All male or female? That is a female right there.
Okay, so this is somebody who sets their goals in a very practical way. They have a lot of digital dexterity. And I'm not sure what they want to do with it. But there's a definite rhythm and timing to this person and who they are and how they do things.
Okay.
Very, very much of a rebel.
Whoa.
Very much of a rebel.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I have to kind of think about how to say things. Optimistic.
Just be straight.
Optimistic by nature and can deal with conflict and confusion better than the average person can.
Incredible.
Wow.
That's
and
amazing.
And has a deep, deep understanding of human nature. But again, that may not always talk about it, but it's kind of an in.
Wow.
That's developed.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, could you read the line real quick? What does it say?
If you can read it, it's kind of sloppy.
wish in one hand, rope in the other.
Poop.
Something them together, you get nothing.
Okay. Excellent. Wish in one hand, poop in the other, mix them together, and you get
poop,
nothing.
Okay.
That was from my daughter, Valencia. That's incredible.
How old is she?
She is 15.
Oh.
Rebel.
She's much older than 15.
Whoa.
Well, her soul may be.
Yeah.
She may be. Yes.
Yeah,
her soul may be.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next one. I'm so excited.
Okay. Male or female? I just want to know.
Female.
Okay, this is someone who can deal with almost anybody. They keep their distance, although you don't necessarily know that they're keeping their distance from the other person. Can keep things moving. Can, if things start to get slowed down or stopped or whatever, this is a person who can just keep things moving forward in a group, no matter what. This is someone who's overcome a temper. They had a temper when they were maybe a child, but they've overcome it. It's still a little rebellious, but not no temper. Very, very, very strong attention to details. Doesn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Does this person have a son?
No, hope not.
Okay, well, then they they treat someone like their son.
Really?
A son, yes.
What about a little sister?
Like a sibling.
I don't have enough writing to see that.
Okay.
Okay.
This is wonderful.
This is a person who has values. They've developed their own value system, and they try to live by that value system.
Yeah.
And not private, but not secretive. And can put two things together. Can put people together. Can put processes together. Is a way of joining things so that they work better together.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. Read the line really quickly.
How can you walk away from something and still come back to it?
That is
walk around
something.
Walk around
come back
yeah,
to
that's
it.
Yeah, okay. That was my daughter, Charisma. That was my other daughter.
Yeah.
Wow, they're very good.
I mean, her name kind of
that's amazing.
Her
okay, another one.
Too.
Wait.
And how old was she?
She is 14. She's 14. We're going to do Stormies, too. We're going to do Stormies in just a second here. I have another person here.
Okay.
Female. Oh, and I have two more ones. Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Speed round.
We're good.
This is a very independent thinker. Okay, I'm just going to mention a couple of things.
Okay.
Very, very, very independent. Definitely has creative writing ability, musical ability, sports ability, whatever takes some natural rhythm, okay?
Okay.
That's a lot of natural rhythm, but is putting off following through on something. Putting it off. And this may, in fact, affect their lower back at some time, depending on how old they are. Hmm. A decisive person, someone who doesn't like emotional decisions, wants very logical, rational decisions. And listens very carefully, may not let the person know they've heard them, but listens and takes everything in, has a good memory. And again, the digital, there's something going on with the digital. Is this person left or right-handed? Do we know?
I do not know.
Okay. Hmm. They've seen something in the past, by the way, that they're trying to bring forward.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the message that she had wrote?
The message was the crazy squirrel lost his nuts and giggled as he fell down the tree.
There you go. That was the lady from the gas station.
You want me to make the name? Heather.
Yes, that was Heather. That was a lady from the gas station. Oh, three okay. more here wow. really quickly.
Okay.
And these are all the same words. They all said the exact same thing.
Gas station's name. Like, right.
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah.
Well, what is happening?
Okay, I'm going to do the one on this one here because this is a very people-oriented person. The quick brown fox likes to eat. But, okay, Stefan or something, I'm not sure. Stephen, I don't know. Anyway, it's very, very verbal person and needs to be around people. Does not like spending time alone. Can give himself or herself, I'd say he, I think, give himself direction and can also take direction from someone that is respected. Very outgoing and, again, needs to use common sense when saying no to people because this person has a hard time saying no to the right people at the right time.
Really?
Yes.
That's wow. Steph. That was the woman from...
That's a woman.
Yeah, that's a woman. That was a woman interlocking.
Very okay, headstrong. It was Stephanie. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Very headstrong.
And then I got a bunch of them. There's a bunch of people with a quick brown fox eating butts.
Right. Wow.
We're good.
This person is this is Kelly, okay?
Kelly.
Kelly likes to have the last word. Mm. Kelly has a good memory. Wow. Kelly, there's things that Kelly likes, and there's definitely things that Kelly does not like, and you'll know it.
Really?
You will definitely know it. visual and auditory. So I think probably more auditory than visual in terms of communication and learning style.
Okay.
Okay, but has both of those. Again, someone who has strong values and really likes to complete things. Goals don't have to be long range. They can be very practical. Okay?
Okay.
But likes to have the last word.
Okay.
And again, somebody who doesn't like... emotional decisions.
Okay, well, that's Kelly from the another lady from the gas station.
Okay,
one more,
station.
One more on the back here.
What you do on the way down here? Just picked up.
He went wild. Nate had to pee
here
a lot.
Or here, here.
He had to stop and pee a lot.
Yeah, on the I had way to pee down. Like three times.
This is a very independent thinker. Someone who
wow
just has their own thoughts and brings them in very quickly and is a designer of an interesting value system. Again, I'd like to see more writing from this person. Again, decisive and will not bring forward things that they don't believe are of value in terms of decisions. Mm-hmm. Just bury them. Make a decision and then, or thinks about making a decision and then says, nope. That's not going to be of any real value. So visual.
That's incredible.
And practical. And again, could be left-handed. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Good memory. Excellent memory. And not necessarily between being a people person and being a very independent person.
Wow.
Okay.
That was my wife. That was my wife right there.
Yeah. Speaking of left-handed people, hey, did you guys know that every year more than 2,500 left-handed people are killed from right-handed products? Just a little fact.
Go! Where's the go button?
All right, man. Thank you, Dad. Dan Straight with his damn facts right there.
So these where's the other one? Some of your family. What do you think?
Where's the flip side of the other ones?
You hit 90% of that right on. Definitely. Really definitely hit a lot of that. Where's that other one at? I hit another one that was down here. Where'd it go?
We got to get Stormy's.
Where'd Stormy's go? Stormy had one here. Where did I put that?
Oh, here it is.
We're sitting inside of a 4x4 cell right now, and it's
easier
crazy.
For you we to analyze things. Somebody if you have to like sit at the same table and watch them write.
No,
you have to get the paper afterwards and kind of.
No, that doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, can you analyze them by watching?
Oh, thank you, DRCP Army, for sharing our video.
I can't do that again.
I got you.
Very good self-image. Very, very effective self-image. So that really helps you become successful if you really, really like what you're doing and you need to believe in yourself a little stronger. Sometimes you have some doubts about the decisions you've made, but your abilities are beyond doubt able to, because you're so analytical. I mean, good, bad, right, wrong, either or, up, down, black, white. You know, you really can see and weigh and measure things. And you have writing ability, too. You like words, but you have some creative writing ability.
It's flattering.
There is a good mind. Goals are too low for who you are. Your goals are too low. And
set the bar higher, brother.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Hefner.
Yeah.
You want to know this is the weird thing.
Yes,
this is the weird thing. I purposely written a little bit different, and she gives me she can tell by
you tried to.
I tried to snuff it up. to sway it. And she's giving me the exact same reading she gave me the last time.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
And
we haven't
talked to each other in almost 4 months.
Right. It's been a long time.
This is amazing.
Wow, wow. That's what I said.
And I say that I haven't heard anybody talk so nicely about me in a long time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying too, man. And my family, man. We've been needing these pats on the back.
My wife, she's very nice. So
do you write? Do you do some creative writing?
I code.
There you go. Yeah, okay, you do zero.
I think Stormy could do creative writing. Well, if I am, really wanted
well,
to.
Well, yeah. Of course, I'm a musician. You know that. So.
Yes.
Well, of course.
But,
there's your
but
creative
do you
thing.
Write music? Or
I used
you...
to.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it up because I have 4 kids, a family, and responsibilities.
Gene, you know what? You are
also a very private kind of guy, whether other people know that or not.
Yeah, you're a weird.
That's
cool, man.
Hey. No, when I'm in my personal life, I'm private. I like to be left alone. Don't bother me.
Yes. Right.
But when I have a show or I've got a responsibility or job to do,
light switch. Boom.
Yeah,
incredible. Gotcha. I got to say, you know what? I don't want to cut you off, but we do have to cut you off, unfortunately.
Okay.
You are... okay, we get claps. There we go. We get claps when they happen. Jean Drew right here from Muskegon. She is based. She's a graphologist into the genealogy. She does everything that is just amazing.
And I do children's scribbles and drawings.
She reads them.
She reads
them.
Oh, I was going to say
she can read little children as they like draw with
you
crayons.
Kidding me?
She did my daughter's and spot on.
Next time we're coming down here and we're going to hang out, I'm bringing you a drawing for my 2-year-old. I'm going to show you that.
Right. So if they can scribble something out on a piece of paper, you can read it.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That is absolutely.
Did I tell you?
I just need to know.
Did I tell you, Nate? Did I tell you?
I don't even need to know male or female for young children.
Right.
I need to know which way the paper was facing when they scribbled.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so you can know what's up and down.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And that's all you need. And then
you can tell what this kid
is going through.
This is crazy.
And
this is going to be nuts.
With crayons, what color they picked.
Definitely.
Wow. Okay,
well this
they,
has
this,
been so interesting.
This has been cool. This has been a very fun show,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you, Stormy, for letting us come down here, man.
Yes.
This has just been great. This has been very, very, very cool. And Gene, we are going to talk again. Let me give you give me a handshake there, Gene.
And another thank
that
you to
incredible.
All the people that participated and wrote little jotted stuff down for us for the show. That was very cool.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for viewing on Facebook.
Thanks for listening in to our show.
It'd be interesting to see if you ever get any feedback from them.
Yes, well, I live right down the road from a couple of them, so
okay.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to make them listen
feedback.
To the show.
Okay.
Yes, everybody, make sure that you tune in tomorrow. Actually, you can tune in on the 365 Radio Network at 6 p.m. We're going to be replayed on there, as well as on the Radio AFS down there on the Detroit Rock City Radio. Yeah, our friends down there.
Kill my mother.
Thank you to Gene Drew, our musical guest Jim Steele for being on. We're going to listen to Jim Steele's music here right now. Actually, we're going to listen to Whiskey Driven and Hellbound from Liquor Box, and then that's we're going to wrap up the show at that point. Thank you so much, Stormy, as well for letting us come down here, man. This is I mean, you had to pay me to get me down here, but it was a...
Well, I'll give you that favor later.
Listen, brother, it's been great, brother. We love coming down, brother. Listen to this Hulk Hogan right here, brother. Listen, I love coming down here, and I'll come down here any chance I can get. You know, I love it, brother. Thanks. Give me the high on that
there
one.
There you go, brother. That's a good one, man.
Wrestling fan.
All right, excellent, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show here, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Liquor Box, Whiskey Driven and Hellbound on SkiTownStereo.com, SouthOfTheStraits.com, 99.5 FM in the downtown Muskegon area. Oh, and by the way, coming up next, the best mix of music continues on SkiTown Stereo with the Country Connection show from 8 till midnight. Well, it's going to be a little bit after 8 till midnight on SkiTownStereo.com or 99.5 FM. Keep it locked on Muskegon's best mix of music, SkiTown Stereo. .com 99.5 FM. Okay, here we go. Let's play some Whiskey Driven right here. Where you at? Yeah, you cut me off. All right. Whiskey Driven and Hellbound. Sideshow again now. There you go. That's all I had to say.
Now,
to the hospital. Can you call me back right away? This is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo.
But I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night and leaving me messages either. Sick of it. Need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind. Couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns. Shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong. Snark spawns. And I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town. So ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Stop up the streets.